which he thought would quickly prove fatal to a man of his temper, but simply to invest his own with a little of what Neri, at that time a Pythagorean, called the apmonia. For Murphy had such an irrational heart that no physician could get to the root of it. Inspected, palpated, auscultated, percussed, radiographed and cardiographed, it was all that a heart should be. Buttoned up and left to perform, it was like Petrushka in his box. One moment in such labour that it seemed on the point of ceasing, the next in such ebullition that it seemed on the point of bursting. It was the mediation between these extremes that Neri called the apmonia. When he got tired of calling it the apmonia, he called it the isonomy. When he got sick of the sound of isonomy, he called it the attunement. But he might call it what he liked. Into Murphy's heart it would not enter. Neri could not blend the opposites in Murphy's heart. Their farewell was memorable. Neri came out of one of his dead sleeps and said,
"Murphy, all life is figure and ground."
"But a wandering to find home," said Murphy.